Hey, penny droppers, I love that you clicked on this. I hope you are in for an epic live music story after the headline. What am I going to talk about? Anything could happen, like every time here on The Penny Drop. If you are new, The Penny Drop is a really short podcast, about 5 to 10 minutes. I don't think I go over 10 minutes very often, but it's where I tell one story and the plan is that you will get some sort of insight, penny dropping moment, so to speak, from each story that I tell. I'm really glad that you're here. And this is a story about a live gig that I went to on a cold June night in Tasmania. I was at the Fourth Pub, which is sort of just a standard country pub from the outside, but it magically transforms into what I reckon is one of Australia's most iconic music venues when you step through the back door of the pub, because behind it, there's this huge shed that was built specifically for live music. And on this night, it was packed with, I think, about 1,500 of us to watch the Aussie band from Brisbane, I think, the Jungle Giants. Now, I've been to my fair share of live gigs, but there is something that the lead singer Sam Hales did that I just haven't been able to stop thinking about. I guess like many frontmen, he walked out on stage and he yelled, "How are you all doing?" But he didn't just say it and carry on like most do. He listened. And then we watched as he walked around the stage a few times. He crouched down right at the front. He made eye contact with us in the audience. And you could see that he cared about our response. And then he said, "Yeah, I can feel that." He was really taking in what we were telling him, and he wasn't assuming that we were ready for the same level of energy that he was bringing. He was genuinely trying to find out where we were at. And then over the next, I don't know, 20 minutes or so after each song, he kept doing this. He kept checking in, crouching down, reading the room, and I guess he was easing us into the energy that he wanted to bring. And I remember thinking, it looks like he's testing the water before diving into the ocean and deciding that he needed to warm us up to prevent any shock from diving in. And it worked, because by the time he said, "Let's jump," we didn't need to ask how high. We just knew. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about this. And I'd love to know what your version is. So as a leader, how often do you take the time to test the water before diving in? How do you gauge the energy of a room and, I guess, adjust your approach depending on what comes back? And look, this is not a rhetorical question this time. I know I ask plenty of them here, but I'm collecting stories about how different leaders assess the vibe, match it, and then take it somewhere new. I would love to hear about the times it's worked well, just as much as I would love to hear about the times that it didn't, because often those are the best stories to learn from. I reckon you might be thinking about one now. Possibly. You know, that sense of embarrassment from when you've got the vibe wrong and you just weren't on the same page. If you've got a few spare minutes to send me a quick email, penny@pennyterry.com. I'd love you to share it. I would be super grateful. And I won't share it anywhere else without your permission first. Now, if you've never really even thought about testing the water before you dive into a meeting, a workshop, a presentation, or an important conversation, I reckon it's time. Since that gig, I have been diving deep into how we can get better at tuning in and matching what I call frequencies. Yeah, I've been going on about this for a few weeks now. And I just want to take you through three key components to help you connect, adjust, and then move your audience with you, whether you're at the front of the room or whether you're behind the microphone. So step one, assess the situation. So think about the context and the environment. What type of situation are you in? Is it high stakes? Is it a casual conversation? The situation will always determine how you need to approach a conversation, whether you're shifting from high energy to calm or vice versa. And I reckon that's the one that we're all pretty good at. The next is understanding relationships. And when I talk about this, I mean, what is your role in that moment? Are you anchoring the conversation? Are you advocating for a cause? Are you amplifying a message? Or are you acting as the architect, presenting plans? I reckon there are some key role archetypes, and understanding your role in that moment with those people really helps us to adjust the tone and behavior and best serve the situation. Again, I reckon you know about this, but it is something that a lot of the people I work with say takes practice. And the third thing, that you, I reckon will be the game changer, is about feeling the vibe. So this is all about reading the energy of the room. And importantly, it's getting rid of assumptions that you already know what it's like or what it should be like. So it's about, how does the space feel? Is it open? Is it confined? What's the pace? Fast or slow? Are the people there engaged? Are they hesitant? Are they distracted? And then we can adjust our rhythm and approach based on the vibe to keep things flowing smoothly. So those are the three things: assess the situation, understand the relationships, and feel the vibe. And when you master the water test, you don't just lead. You end up guiding people to a place where they're ready to follow or jump, much like Sam Hales from the Jungle Giants. And that, my friends, I think is when real change happens. If you want to go deep on reading the room, feeling the vibe, then I've got four recommendations for you in the newsletter version of the Penny Drop. I feel like I'm saying this every week at the moment. If you haven't signed up, why not? There's heaps of interesting fodder for your brain. I like to feed our feeds with useful things these days because otherwise they just get taken over by all sorts of rubbish. To follow the newsletter, all you need to do is go onto my website and follow the buttons to subscribe. You can unsubscribe at any time. I will not be offended. Our inboxes are already busy. I completely understand that. But go on, have a go. And if you like it, you can stay. As I'm wrapping up here, I'm wondering how I've gone assessing your vibe today. It is extra tricky when I'm not with you and I can't see you. But I'd love you just to reflect on this next time you're leading a meeting, you're leading a conversation, you're leading a podcast, or you're up on stage, whatever it might be. One of the recommendations in the newsletter this week is called The Jungle Giants Radio. It's a Spotify playlist that's not only got The Jungle Giants in there, but some other pretty cool tunes with a similar vibe. Go have a listen. Have a great day. I will talk to you next time.